This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest to speak about the possibility of President Trump being impeached is President Trump, who says he doesn't think impeachment would be very good for the country.
If I ever got impeached, I think the market would crash. I think everybody would be very poor, because without this thinking, you would see numbers that you wouldn't believe. In reverse.
He speaks in an exclusive interview on Fox News. Democrats have talked impeachment after Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen pleaded guilty to 8 felonies, implying that Trump directed him to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to 2 women in an attempt to influence the 2016 election. The first major hurricane to make landfall in Hawaii in 26 years, Lane, now bearing down on the island state, the Category 4 storm with 145-mile-an-hour winds. This is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
It turns out one of the jurors who found former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort guilty of tax and bank fraud says a single holdout is what prevented the jury from convicting him on all of those charges. Manafort was found guilty on 8 counts, but the jury couldn't reach a unanimous decision on another 10 counts. There are reports Education Secretary Betsy DeVos might let schools buy guns with federal money. The New York Times reporting yesterday that the Education Department's considering using a program in federal education law that does not ban weapons purchases. A loophole in the program that provides grants for school safety would allow DeVos to let states and school districts use those grants on firearms or firearms training. Police in Richmond, Virginia, investigating after someone vandalized a Confederate monument to A.P. Hill, the Confederate general buried under the monument. And this is USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get 4 pillows for about the price of 1 MyPillow. Click on the 4-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Actor Ben Affleck is reportedly going to rehab for alcohol addiction after an intervention by his ex-wife Jennifer Garner. TMZ is reporting the actress went to Affleck's home in L.A. yesterday asking him to get help, and he agreed to do so. Garner even drove him to a rehab center. This is Affleck's third stint in rehab. New charges filed against an Arizona man who sold ammunition to the gunman in last fall's mass shooting in Las Vegas. USA Radio's Wendy King with more.
While Douglas Haig sold ammunition to the gunman, Stephen Paddock, that isn't part of this indictment filed by state officials in Nevada. Haig does face charges of engaging in the business of making ammunition without a license. And in a separate case in Arizona, Haig is charged with manufacturing armor-piercing bullets, some of which were found in Paddock's Mandalay Bay hotel room following the massacre. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And just getting word that first-time unemployment claims are down. The Labor Department just reporting that 210,000 Americans filed initial claims for jobless benefits last week, 2,000 fewer than the previous week's report. Economists were forecasting 215,000 new claims. Remember, we're online at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction.
Your opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
After the top of the hour, welcome back. Bill Martinez here, and we've got Ann Coulter over there. We're talking about her new book, Resistance is Futile, How the Trump-Hating Left Has Lost Its Collective Mind. Ann, that's a perfect title, and it really says it all, doesn't it?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Well, you know, we've seen it on full display here, and I mean, I got to tell you, a lot of my Democratic friends, they're without a party. I mean, the left has gone so far left, they're just nowhere to be found by reasonable Democrats, if there's such a thing anymore.
Yes. No, and I must say, I think you're lucky. One of the things that I hate about this Trump era is, I have a fair number of liberal friends, mostly in, journalism industry. And it was one of the joys of my life, having, big dinner parties and being able to argue things out, and you develop your own point of view, or you abandon or refine your own point of view.
Exactly.
And wow, there is just, I mean, as I say, it probably has a lot to do with it, a lot of my friends being in the media industry. There is no cross-pollinization. There can be no talking. Even smart friends of mine I see sometimes, not a lot of them, but on places like CNN and MSNBC, and I watch them saying things that are completely crazy, and if they had one sane person there who could give a counter argument, they would at least be forced to slightly refine what claims they are making about obstruction or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is a problem, when you have birds of a feather flocking together and there's really no exchange of intellectual conversation anymore. It's just a shoutdown. And if there is a counterpoint to it all, then they're excluded, they're invalidated, and they're no longer part of the conversation. They're not invited back. And, to your point on this, Ann, it's that we have lost so much in the last few years, since Donald Trump got elected, because we're not having that connectivity, that exchange of information that allows you to do the things that you talked about, and that is that you refine your conversation, you sharpen your debate, you come up with better ideas, and now all that's being thwarted.
But because of that, on the bright side, they're getting crazier and crazier, so it's fun to write a book about them. But they've really kind of gone off the deep end on a lot of this stuff. As I say in chapter one, my proposal for the resistance is to get Trump on the worst thing he's actually done, mm-hmm. and not keep running off on these crazy, yeah, but what if he killed a nun? Then we could impeach him, right?
Right.
Oh, yes, you are right. If he had done that, he would be dead, finished, put a fork into him. But unfortunately, he has not committed that particular crime.
Right. Well, Ann, do we look at this kind of like, I thought that you know, maybe we should perceive this as lifeguards. You know, when lifeguards see people drowning, they don't jump in the water and go save them right away. They kind of let them get their fight out. Is that what you're doing a little bit, is just observing, you know, from the sidelines, just watching the left fight themselves out, and then when they're ready to be saved, then we'll go in and save their pitiful souls, huh?
I'd like to say it's a clever strategy. I love the analogy. But really, we don't have much choice. You know, as I describe in the book, it's just, it's kind of a lazy thing. Whether it's the late night TV or MSNBC and CNN, they're going to get the same 2 million loony viewers no matter what they do, as long as they don't put any Trump defenders on, or at least any coherent Trump defenders on, more than once. No, then their viewers will be angry. Their viewers just want to hear, oh, what did Trump do today? He had eggs for breakfast. That's awful.
It's gotten absolutely loony, no doubt about it. And as you say, the left isn't really, they got to flat out ignore what's happening with the economy, what the president has done in 500 plus days. Absolutely stellar. It is just beyond description what he's been able to accomplish. And this is with the mainstream media going out of its way to purposely report all the negative. I mean, you don't accidentally write 90% about the president negatively just by accident.
Right. And also any stories that are really quite spectacular stories, but that don't fit the narrative. For example, that New Mexico compound with Muslims, many of them illegal aliens, you know, the son of a terrorist, training young children to stage school shootings. Mm-hmm. If anyone else were busted doing this, school shootings, remember, that's something the media is really, really into. Ooh, they can sensationalize that. It'll go on for years and years and years. Here they are training kids to engage in school shootings. Wow, if this had been a group of pretty much anyone else other than immigrants, some illegal immigrants, and Muslims, oh, that's the combo platter. No, we are simply not going to cover this story.
Right. I mean, and that was, I found to be, you know, quite shocking that they just had to step over it. But, you know, why not? I mean, they have stepped over everything that the Clinton Foundation, Barack Obama, the dossier to go after Paul Manafort, and Mike Flynn.
Yes.
I mean, how do you get there? I mean, you're an attorney. Come on, help me understand this.
The sort of disturbing thing about Paul Manafort and Michael Cohen, you know, maybe they committed crimes, maybe they didn't. I don't know. We don't know what the evidence is, but it obviously has absolutely nothing to do with Trump or with Russian collusion. It is just this, if you want our leading Soviet import, it is the special counsel's office. It is Robert Mueller, who is, his assignment in Rosenstein's letter commissioning him may as well have said, this guy Trump looks sleazy. See if he can find something.
Exactly.
And that's it. Just, you know, anyone around Trump, I cite this fellow, I forget his name, but he's written a book. You should probably interview him. It's called Three Felonies a Day. And the book explains how even a conscientious, law-abiding American could well be committing three felonies a day. There are so many federal felonies alone. They have never been counted. People have tried to count how many felonies there are in the Federal Register, but they can't count them. And every year, another 100 are added to it. Well, you know, if you put 15 smart prosecutors on anyone and just obsessively look at everything they've done, go through their tax filings or regulatory filings, you're probably going to come up with something. But how far down the road to a banana republic do we want to go?
Exactly. You were referring to Harvey Silverglate, his book,
yes.
Three Felonies a Day, How the Feds Target the Innocent. And, you know, look what's happening. As you say, case in point, Manafort, I mean, they've got him in isolation. I mean, 23 hours, he's they're putting him through the ringer. I mean, for what?
And a morning raid on his home, because for 2 months he was Trump's campaign manager. And if they do, I mean, I haven't looked at the case because who cares? It has nothing. I mean, I'm sure Manafort cares, but it has nothing to do with Trump. That we're talking about, you know, something that he's done in his private life a decade earlier, at least a decade earlier. So I haven't paid attention to what the law is, but, you know, the basic idea is that he had these offshore accounts that he didn't report to the federal government.
We're talking with Ann Coulter. We've got more from her on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Our conversation with Ann Coulter continues. We're talking about her brand new book, Resistance is Futile, How the Trump-Hating Left Lost Its Collective Mind. As you say, Ann, in your book, you know, Trump is different.
And there's no doubt that it was a shock to the psychiatric system of the left. They've gone absolutely bonkers. And, you know, after all, you got Trump as a, you know, such a contrast to Barack Obama, who they loved and adored and supported his idea that his administration was scandal free. So no doubt that somebody like Donald Trump would shock him.
Objection to Trump, it's nothing that they're talking about. They raise, you know, treason and Russia to give their hissy fit dignity. But what they really, really deeply hate about Trump is aesthetic. They hate the gold fixtures. They think he's a vulgarian and arabiste. It drives them absolutely bananas. Particularly, I mean, it's bad enough Trump being this sort of bold vulgarian bragging about his wealth. I'm not saying it's my cup of tea, but these people, they really are just the ultimate snobs. And to have him replace, Obama, whom they worshipped, is like having Fred Astaire as your president and getting Rodney Dangerfield. So they've just lost their minds, and then they dress it up and try to make it sound like they're actually talking about something important. And, oh, it's worse than Watergate and worse than Clinton. I have a chapter, A Tale of Two Dicks. Briefly summarizing the crucial parts of both the Clinton and Nixon scandals to show that, no, you're nowhere even in the ballpark, liberals.
Yes.
Please pretend to be sane again.
Yeah, please. Yeah, we actually, and we've been saying this on this show, Ann, is that where the country is right now, we need all hands on deck. We need everybody. This is we need America to come together. It's not a Republican or a Democratic thing. It is about the foundation principles of what this country is all about if the great experiment is to continue.
No, that's absolutely right. That's part of the disturbing aspect of this craziness of the resistance. Their position on any issue, I mean, it changes from moment to moment, not just year to year, but hour to hour. Today, what position do I need to take that will hurt Trump the most? And unfortunately, part of that means opposing these really very popular and important policies that Trump ran on, which neither party would run on up until Trump came along. An immigration policy that serves the people who already live here. A trade policy that serves the people who already live here. A foreign policy where we're not flinging our best Americans around the globe for what purpose? We've had enough war. We've had enough trying to fix the rest of the world. That's what was so beautiful about Make America Great Again. And a lot of what Trump was saying, a lot of Democrats used to agree with.
Exactly.
It's very, I mean, I don't work at Wendy's. I'm not a union bookkeeper. Do liberals really just hate their fellow Americans now just because to get Trump?
Yeah. Yeah, sadly, that's what this vitriol has led to. And it's isolating people and to the point, and as you say, you know, neighbors don't, you know, I was talking to somebody else. I mean, they're very cautious to even talk to their neighbors. I mean, this is what all this temperament has done to our country. It has isolated us. It's invalidated people. And what Donald Trump brought back to the country is validation. He told the forgotten man and woman, hey, you're no longer forgotten. He told we the people, look at the country from this day, from the day of his inauguration, the country was coming back to we the people. The opportunity is, can we the people regain its position of authority and take this country back?
Yes, yes. I thought so much was going to change when Trump was elected. Wake up the GOP. You would think that they would have to be delivering depends on trucks to these guys, having realized we've been listening to our donors, and, you know, Marco Rubio told us that amnesty would be really popular. I guess it isn't. You would think they'd wake up, but no, it hasn't happened. So it is up to the people against the donors.
Well, I think it's proving, and is that the system itself, the reliance on the Democratic and Republican Party, I think is a false premise, because look what it's given us. Really,
I totally agree, but I couldn't agree with you more, and unfortunately that that's the way it's going to work. I mean, Trump, I don't think, could have won if he hadn't won the Republican nomination, which, by the way, he did with more votes than any Republican in history. So I think the voters have spoken on this. But it has become, for the first time, I realized with Trump, it was the Uniparty, the Washington Party, the donors, the wealthy, buying off the politicians and the agencies and getting their government contracts. It's the people against the government party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Well, and in resistance is futile. You know, where are we going to stand on this situation? I mean, we just have to wait this out until they have fought themselves out. I mean, because what Donald Trump has done, he has pulled back the veil on the deep state. And what we're finding out in the deep state is it's equal opportunity, equal party. I mean, we got people on both sides involved in the deep state that want to bring Trump down at any cost, regardless of the fact of what he's done for our economy, what he's doing for in terms of the enthusiasm level and the excitement. I mean, you've got minority business owners opening up new business, people dreaming dreams again. You know, you talk about morning in America again. It's an exciting time outside of the resistance, you know. So maybe they can have their own party on the left and leave the rest of us alone to go and enjoy this grand opportunity that the Trump administration is offering us.
Yes, well, as I conclude in Resistance is Futile, and I think the entire rest of the book demonstrates why, for democracy to live, we have to kill the media and rebuild it on more ethical lines. The deep state is nothing without the media as their cheerleaders and putting them on TV. One hilarious thing is how these the members of the deep state, like John Brennan and James Clapper and James Comey, you know, the left wanted them fed to the dogs for the last few years for their open and egregious lies, some under oath, some not under oath. But all they have to do is come out and be huge drama queens against Trump, and suddenly they're being cited on CNN and MSNBC. I have the beautiful statements about them. Oh, honorable, respected, highly respected, and that's all you have to do to be beloved by the media. So I do think that is the one thing we might get out of the Trump administration if we don't get the wall, which I'm still waiting for, and that's a destruction of the media. We can't make progress on any issue as long as the media are so much have their thumb on one side of the scales and will not even deliver the truth. It used to be you could read a New York Times article and think, okay, this isn't what I would put as the first paragraph or even the first six paragraphs, but eventually I'm going to get some facts here. That isn't even true anymore. The New York Times is as hysterical, by and large, there are few and far between exceptions, as hysterical as I don't know, BuzzFeed or HuffPo. You can't even get the basic facts in order to function in a democracy. So that's one great thing I think we can get out of Trump.
Well, the other thing, too, let's extend the media into social media, the powerhouses of the technocrats that exist with Facebook and Twitter and Google, and for them being clearinghouses of, you know, prejudiced and biased media and information. That in itself and continues to raise its ugly head and is becoming more and more pernicious.
Yes. It's the left has, well, the school system, K through 12, they have the universities, they have Silicon Valley, they have Hollywood, they have the deep state. The one place you can still get free speech, and of course the mainstream media, are these tiny little corners of the internet. Mm-hmm. That's where you can finally get the truth. And they are fixated like a laser beam on trying to shut down those little corners of the internet.
Yeah, exactly. Well, our Facebook's been knocked down. We've been put on timeout several times. We're too conservative for their convenience. So, you know, we just continue to fight the good fight. Well, Ann, look, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Appreciate it. The book is available in all the usual places. It'll be linked on our website. And, you know, all the best to you. Resistance is Futile, How the Trump-Hating Left Lost Its Collective Mind. Ann Coulter on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Ann.
Car's engine deals with pressures that can cause intense friction that can
waste up to 10% of engine performance.
Power up with Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology. It's 3 times stronger than leading oils against viscosity breakdown. Buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge and a Purolator Boss Filter for $32.99 at Advance or participating CarQuest auto parts stores. 3 times stronger based on Kurt Orban test. 5W30 is great.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post the job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest to speak about the possibility of President Trump being impeached is President Trump, who says he doesn't think impeachment would be very good for the country.
If I ever got impeached, I think the market would crash. I think everybody would be very poor, because without this thinking, you would see numbers that you wouldn't believe. In reverse.
He speaks in an exclusive interview on Fox News. Democrats have talked impeachment after Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen pleaded guilty to 8 felonies, implying that Trump directed him to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to 2 women in an attempt to influence the 2016 election. The first major hurricane to make landfall in Hawaii in 26 years, Lane, now bearing down on the island state, the Category 4 storm with 145-mile-an-hour winds. This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure, you were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
You're my defender. You fight for me. I will remember. You're all I need. You are my healer. My remedy. Against the power of the unknown. And I will not stand alone. Cause you're my defender.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, and it is time for the Counterculture Mom. Yes, we're talking Tina Marie Griffin. I love that. Tina Marie Griffin. I mean, that is like, well, what does that sound like?
It sounds better than my maiden name.
Tina Marie Griffin, I mean, it just sounds just so romantic. Maybe because I'm in Kauai right now and I'm overlooking the Poipu Bay and the calm waters. This could all change rapidly, though. But right now, we're going to settle in and enjoy Tina Marie Griffin. Hey, lots to talk about, lady. We've got, 5 Christian flicks coming out this fall?
There are, and you know what? I just got to put a little plug in there for you. If you're in the romantic mood, you got to call my husband and tell him to get me some tickets out to Hawaii after the hurricane has come and gone.
Exactly. Okay. Well, we've got just the perfect place for you. We'll get you out here, and you can enjoy. The islands are just absolutely fantastic. And we had a chance to go on a helicopter ride. Of course, 80% of Kauai, they say, you cannot see but from the air or by boat. And so we took a helicopter. Miss Mona had never been on a helicopter here,
And so she was thrilled out of her skull, just catching in all the waterfalls, the Waimea Canyon, which is the Grand Canyon of the Pacific. Just gorgeous, gorgeous topography. It was really special.
Well, it's so cool. If you're back there this fall, yes, you can cozy up and watch some romantic movies from Hawaii there as you're watching the ocean waves crash against the shore. There's some amazing Christian movies coming out this fall. All positive. Praise the Lord. I mean, when do you not have a positive Christian movie? It's the stuff that we need in our culture today because of all the other junk coming at us. But there is a God Bless the Broken Road movie hitting theaters on September 7th. Have you seen anything on this movie yet? From what I've read, it looks great.
Yes, we're interviewing the director tomorrow.
Oh, that's so fantastic.
Yeah.
That is so great. And then I just saw this blast, though, from Todd Starnes. I'm on his newsletter list, and he had Unbroken, Path to Redemption. This movie's come out as well. I guess it looks like it's saying that Angelina Jolie's 2014 epic Unbroken movie, it's a picks up from that story and is also based on Laura Hildenbrand's best-selling book, Unbroken. But it looks fantastic. That is
yeah, and this will be more... See, a lot of what Angelina Jolie did not, to much disappointment for those that know the story, they felt like there was so much about the faith issue that was omitted. But now it's like if you wanted to really understand what was happening and how faith was such a key issue in this man's life, this follow-up movie on this is just, you say a follow-up, but it's really a standalone unto itself. Because and it really answers, I think, those of us of faith that know of the story, and so it's going to come out more definitively in this new movie.
Yeah, and I can't wait to see it. October 5th is when it's hitting theaters, so I'm excited that it's spaced out every couple of weeks to actually do a date night and not scrounge through the theater, the listings, thinking there's nothing to watch. There's a lot of good stuff coming out.
Exactly.
Indivisible is another one coming out on October 26th, and that one looks like a good one as well. It's based on the life of Army Chaplain Darren Turner and a decorated Iraqi war veteran. I'm reading here from ChristianPost.com if anybody wants to look up this amazing article that goes through all these upcoming movies. He faces an unexpected emotional struggle that threatens his marriage and family's future. So it's all good Christian-based, solid teachings that go with the Word of God and help us. Yes, it's real life situations with all these people, but it's handled in a way that is God honoring, which is a 90 difference from our typical theater movies today.
Exactly. And Tina, I had a chance to see that movie. I had a chance to screen it, and it is awe inspiring. I mean, they did a great job on it. It addresses PTSD, and yes, it can happen with chaplains, anybody in a combat zone, and the struggle that he goes through, with his faith. And how he's mentored through it, it is really special. Well done. You're going to be blessed.
I can't wait to see all these. And it's been, seriously, probably the year, this year, 2018, more than any other year I can remember, where this many great, solid Christian films are showing in theaters. But just tells you that the battle is raging. There's good versus evil going on. But the cool thing, there's so many great, positive options that are actually out there combating the attack on the other side with the negative messages in media. So people have a choice. Let's spend our time and cash investing in those things that are going to grow us closer to Christ.
Exactly. Well, and the thing, as you say, let's face it. I mean, the whole Christian film genre has developed so nicely and so exponentially, I'd say especially in the last 10 years. And we can, thank the Kendrick brothers, Sherwood Pictures, others who have come on and have really stepped up. Because for a long time, Tina, as film production in the Christian genre had been lacking. I don't know if they just took the audience for granted or what, but, finally turned the corner on this, especially, when you consider that you're representing who? The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. I mean, everything that we do in the name of Jesus should be beyond excellence and ineffable.
Yep. I agree.
Okay. So good movies there to catch up on, and then on the tough side of life, you get some good news here, and then we have to deal with a satanic statue in Alabama.
Yes, and that went up, I want to say, 4 or 5 days ago. Did you see that the pictures that I saw a bunch of pictures online, and it's very demonic. And I even watched a short video, a 10 to 11 minute video, I believe from the mayor in town there, that is completely disgusted by it and wants it removed. But I never thought, I knew it was going to get worse before it got better, but I never thought I'd be living in America at a time where you saw these satanic temples being put up all across the country. I mean, this went up in Detroit years ago already, from the whole satanic clubs and schools starting in Detroit, and now we've got it down in Arkansas. So it's spreading like wildfire, these gross-looking statues, Bill. I don't know how this is legal. Besides the argument they have is freedom of speech. They can put up what they want to put up if the Ten Commandments is still there. But the country was founded on Christian beliefs and God, not founded on Satanism. So I've been blasting out to my Facebook followers, if anything, if these people want their statue up, they can find a different planet to move to and do their own thing. But America was founded on godly principles, and that's why the Ten Commandments are there.
Well, I guess the positive thing out of all this is that just like what, you know, in the past millennia that people have experienced with their statues, they build these idols that cannot hear, they can't do anything. And so in contrast to the Ten Commandments and the God of the universe, big difference here. But it is foreboding. But it tells us how pluralistic our society has become because people of faith have thought, okay, well, you know, we got to go along to get along. Well, this is what you get for going along. And not only do you get statues, but you get your neighbors and family members who are drawn into this, and souls are being lost because somehow the government gives it the good housekeeping seal of approval and, you know, in a sense, some sort of endorsement that, you know, this is acceptable. This is all common, but this is extreme. And if people of faith do not take a stand, you know, what we're losing here is not only the culture, but more importantly, we're losing the very souls that Jesus came to save.
That is exactly it. And that's exactly it. We have to reach out in love, and that's what's so tough. It's because you want to reach these people with God's truth, and yet I see a lot of them are just angry and frustrated and just want to push their agenda. But we still have to reach them. That's the hard part. They're sometimes the hardest people to reach. If anything, it shows you have the Ten Commandments and you have the satanic Baphomet statue. Which one are you going to serve, God or man? I mean, it does clearly give us the picture that we have a choice.
Right, without a doubt. Well, we've got to go to break. We've got more from Tina Marie Griffith, the Conic Crutcher Mom, right after this.
Car's engine deals with pressures that can cause intense friction that can
waste up to 10% of engine performance.
Power up with Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology. It's 3 times stronger than leading oils against viscosity breakdown. Buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge and a Purolator Boss filter for $32.99 at Advance or participating CarQuest auto parts stores. 3 times stronger based on Kurt Orban test. 5W30 Viscrain.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? As a Christian, are you looking for health care that doesn't violate your morals and convictions? Well, we're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded Christians that work together to pay for their medical costs. It allows you to decide how, when, and where you will access your health care, so you can make the best choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all the kids. This is how healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-585-4237. That number again, 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs, because this is the way it should be. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Why shop Kohl's this weekend? Because everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Only at Kohl's do you earn Kohl's cash on everything. Even our biggest national brands, like Levi's, Converse, JanSport, Carter's, Nike, Fitbit, and Keurig. The more you shop, the more Kohl's cash you'll get, with no limit. Kohl's cash, only at Kohl's. Earn Kohl's cash August 22nd through 29th. Redeem August 30th through September 4th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
bacon lovers. We ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez live.
Back with the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Tina Marie Griffin is with us, the counterculture mom. Tina, remind everybody how they can be in touch and be in the flow of the know, because, boy, this is never ending. Every week you're reporting on more, more attacks on our culture and on our family.
Yes, they can definitely go to counterculturemom.com, and then we have a brand new app called Counterculture Mom that they can download from Google Play, iTunes Store, you name it. And I send out a notification through that weekly of the most potential threats to your family regarding pop culture. If it's a video game that's being released, a movie, TV show, certain magazines, Snapchat new feature you need to be aware of, or how to keep your kids safe regarding all that. I blast it out in a very short, easy-to-read notification with pictures if necessary, a short little video, and then you can share with your family so the parents have the power back in their hands to control pop culture media and what is impacting their kids. They might have a clean home, but if outside the home their kids are being influenced while they're in school or on a playground or on a school bus and they don't know about it as a parent, we've still got issues. So it's important to have the parents know ahead of time what's going on and to be able to combat the attack. And I'm looking for people to help me as well. I have a lot of people, a lot of concerned parents email me daily. So if you want to be a writer, if you're great with social media, any of those areas, please email me at tina@counterculturemom.com, and I will get you plugged in to the many different projects we're currently working on.
Well, that is absolutely awesome. So, and this is what is required for a time such as this, Tina, is that we need an activated citizenry, especially a citizenry that is focused on a and committed on a biblical worldview if we're going to counterman this deal, because after all, that is our responsibility to be change agents in this culture. But you've got to be aware of all the different ways that they're coming at us. And, on top of that, Tina, what we're finding out more and more is how, social media is blocking out conservative sites such as ours, and they're doing everything they can to limit our ability to communicate. So even more so, we have to be that much more diligent and that much more, aggressive might be the right term, because we just cannot take this sitting down, because, the liberals just do not want the voice of conservatism in the marketplace.
No, and they're trying to scare us into thinking that they're going to call us haters, that we're judging people, that we don't like people, and it's causing fear. fear among a lot of Christians that I know of, and sometimes I'll catch myself, I'm scared to say such and such or do something. Mm-hmm. If we do it within love and God's calling us to do it, we have to take a stand. The liberals want us to shut up and remain silent and censored. I've been censored how many times on Facebook, blocked how many times?
I know, I'm blocked right now. I'm blocked even as we speak. This is like the third time. And you know what triggered it? You know what triggered the block? I retweeted Dinesh D'Souza's tweet.
And that happened to me with a couple of speakers from D.C. on different issues. It's nonstop. It's going to get to the point where they're going to completely tear down our conservative pages, I know without a doubt. That's why we have the Counterculture Mom app, and I'm praying Apple does not censor or strip down my app. But as of right now, we've not had any problems on my app. But I tell you what, Bill, they're trying to censor us. And the thing is, when we were talking earlier, it's important for us to know what's going on and to combat the attack, but it's time for us to take a stand, like you said, and be on the front of the battle line. If we were in the right offices in government, if we were involved in our schools as teachers, homeschooling our kids, the school bus drivers, speaking up and sharing God's truth in our communities with other children besides just our own, which is critical, we would have a whole different America, and decide to not support by buying, listening to anything that does not support the word of God. These companies would go under if this country, who supposedly elected Donald Trump because of our Christian values and faith and conservatism, if we live that out in every single facet, we would not be supporting those companies and they would go under. These Satan clubs would not exist because we have the right people that are running the schools today and the right people that are in the community is making a difference. So all of us have to work together to do this. And I think it's going to be critical because God will hold us accountable on what we did. Mm-hmm. And it's actually a really exciting, fun life to live, Bill. Like, you know that. Mm-hmm. Like, if we're doing what God calls us to do, is we can't sleep at night because we're so excited about what we can share the very next day with more people. So I don't want people to miss out on the calling God has for them. That's my main concern and my main joy in seeing people when they are plugged in.
Right. And I don't want people to think that, they're overwhelmed here. I mean, God loves these odds. In this kind of situation where you think that, oh, my goodness, we're toast. America is to hell in a handbasket here. We're losing sight of everything. This is no surprise to God. But who are we going to honor? Are we going to try and do it under our own strength, or are we going to rely on God? This is, again, we get to that point where I tell people, I'm a but God Christian. And they go, but what does that mean? And I go, well, in the Bible, you always get to that point where it looks so dire. And then all of a sudden you hear that transformational phrase, but God. And look, we're going to win, but that doesn't mean that we have to sit, that we sit back and do nothing. We have to do our part. As you say, to affect, our Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, the uttermost parts in our own community, which is, our family, our city, our states, our country. We've got to spread out and, God has given this, has blessed us so that we can be a blessing. And, that's the opportunity here. So I'm, like you, Tina, I'm excited to see how God works this out, how he raises up people that we don't even know about at this very moment, but are being groomed to be that voice to come forth and, to be that difference maker. And the thing is that I'm seeing that's happening is, because I thought, like in most, revivals in the past or any big, cataclysmic changes that occur that kind of pull the culture back into the shadow of his wings, it seems to be like a major voice that comes out. But what I'm sensing is God is going to be using lots of voices this time around. I don't know why I'm telling you this, but I just sense it, as opposed to it being one individual that would stand out. I think there's going to be a lot of voices that are going to be involved in this right now.
I completely agree. I completely agree. I got chills when you just said that, because I think it takes an army of people, and I think a lot of people are frustrated. Some people are paralyzed, living in fear. Some people don't want to know how bad it is, because when they find out, then they don't know what to do. They feel overwhelmed, like what you said. But God gave us each a mission while we're here for this specific time for a reason. Like, I thought about it. If I would have lived 100 years ago, I wouldn't have been cut out for what I know now to help people in this time. And if I would have been sharing this message 30 years ago, people would have thought I was nuts. So it's perfect timing all around with why we're here, what our mission is, what we know. And I want to encourage everybody tuning in right now, you don't have to be a big name speaker or an author or a scientist or, you know, a specific...
Or a talk show host.
Or a talk show host. In order to do what God's called you to do, because if we are common folk sharing the truth of God, and we're not going to have all the answers, but we can always steer them in the right direction and say, I'll get back to you on that. We don't have to have all the answers, and that's what doesn't stop me anymore. It used to when I was a baby Christian thing, and I know it's the truth, but I don't know. So don't let that stop you. Get out there and use what God has given you, the knowledge and the power to share with other people, because if you're a common person sharing Christ's love with another common person, they can relate to you. Sometimes when it's a talk show host or me as a speaker, people think they can't relate to me. And you can reach people that we might not be able to. So don't let the enemy stop you.
To your whole point here, Tina, people want to hear your story.
Yes,
what was
it? Exactly
what were you before? What are you now? Only you can communicate that personal story. That's the difference maker. You don't have to be some... You think some hoity-toity theologian or run around with a Ph.D. in theology. You have a story that, you know, that your life was heading in a certain trajectory before God. And when God met you on that road to Damascus, on your personal road to Damascus, what happened? What change occurred? That is compelling. And that's what people need to hear, right?
That's exactly it. We all have our story. And even if, like my husband, for example, had a suicide attempt. He shouldn't have survived at the age of 24. He was paralyzed for years. What? How can God use me? I'm like, are you kidding me? He started speaking with me, and kids would flock up to him afterwards after he shared his story because they could relate to him. Like, we have gone, all of us have gone through the ringer at some point in our lives, but let's use that to help save other lives, and it actually heals us at the same time because we can see that we're using the traumatic experience to actually save people's lives in the process. It's such a cool way that God turns the nastiness into blessing and joy. And I just, like you said earlier, don't let today's culture paralyze you, but ask Christ today, what can I do to make a difference and help save some lives with the information that I have and my experience and testimony? And that's what really matters.
Well, Tina, we got about a minute left, and maybe there's so much to talk about. I want to refer everybody to your website to get caught up, but this one really caught me when I first read about it, and now it's drag queens teaching kindergartners about gender ideology.
Ooh. Yeah, and they should be the last people giving advice on that because they're the ones that are struggling with it. So the biggest thing that I can say is parents, just know what your kids are to in class. I've read so many articles in the last 2 months that we should literally homeschool our kids. The young kids are not ready to handle all the lies that they're being taught in today's education system. So consider homeschooling. I use Abeka. I love it. Check out my website for homeschool info. And check out our app, Counterculture Mom app. We have a couple of us that write about homeschooling on that app. The other quick thing I want to mention is we have the Muppet Time, Happy Time Murders coming out this weekend. Steer clear from that Muppet movie. It's coming out Friday. It's horrific, and also Ariana Grande's new album.
I was going to say, exactly. So heads up on that. Remind everybody your website as we wrap things up here, Tina.
Yes, the website is counterculturemom.com, and if you want to get my free parent media guide, text the words media guide, all one word, media guide, to the number 44222, and we'll send you a free parent media guide to help with this pop culture purge in your home and get some quality entertainment for your children.
Well, that's a wrap, ladies and gentlemen. Tina Marie Griffin on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Tina.
Hey, thanks a lot. Be safe out there in Hawaii.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one.